In the Southern Hemisphere, Christmas marks the start of summer. In Lima, Peru's frequently overcast capital that overlooks the frigid Southern Pacific, that means blazing sunshine and warmer waters and Christmases with surfing and ceviche that go together like BJ Lederman and our theme music. Here's reporter Simeon Tagle.
When you mention Peru, most people think of the Andes, or perhaps the Amazon, which covers most of the country. Or, of course, Machu Picchu, the Inca citadel located in cloud forest where the jungle and mountains overlap. But most Peruvians actually live on the 2,000-mile-long Pacific coast.
Está bien las condiciones porque el mar no está pasado de vuelta.
Fernando Vidal is a fixture on this Lima beach. A two-time Latin American surfing champion, he will be more than happy to rent you a board or get one of his instructors to give you a surfing class. He says the next 3 months or so are the best time of year to catch a wave, with the sun finally shining after months of gloom, and the sea a procession of tidy, beautifully formed waves. So it's looking like perfect conditions for me for my first time surfing since the last summer ended in early April. The first break, it's about 50 yards out. It's maybe waist height, very glassy, clean, long. It'll be perfect for me with my longboard.
Pero máquina, ¿no? Siempre olas.
This break is a machine, Fernando says. There are always waves. Well, that was a lot of fun. Caught a couple of good waves there, maybe 30, 40 yards each, quite long. But it was definitely hard work, especially the paddling. Could really feel that I haven't been surfing in about 8 months.
I definitely prefer the ceviche on the 25th, as it's starting to get hotter.
Kevin Casana is a physiotherapist from the Andes. Since moving to Lima, he has been learning to surf. And after catching a few waves, he loves to eat a ceviche. In fact, he says he prefers the ceviche with his surfing buddies on Christmas Day to the turkey and opening of presents that Peruvians, like in most Catholic countries, usually do on Christmas Eve.
So now I'm in my favourite local cevicheria. It's called La Cantaranita. The name means the little singing frog. It's in a market here in Barranco, my neighbourhood in Lima. And I've just ordered ceviche apaltado.
La cultura moche. Cuando mezclan el pescado con el limón.
Vicente Furghiele is the owner and chef at the Cantaranita. He says ceviche originated in pre-Columbian cultures on the coast, who salted raw fish. And then the Spaniards brought citrus to the Americas, which led to the curing of the fish with lime juice.
So my ceviche apaltado, it's some thick slices of fish. Don't know what fish it is. It'll be the fish of the day, the catch of the day. Cured in lime juice with some diced avocado, some boiled corn ears, very large corn ears, not like the ones you would get in the US and they're white. And then also there's a thick slice of steamed sweet potato, which is excellent for mopping up the juice. It's garnished with some capers as well, and just really delicious, very tangy, very zingy.
As Christmas celebrations go, this could hardly be more different than the one I grew up with on the other side of the world, in England. For some reason, I really don't feel like going back. For NPR News, this is Simeon Tagle in Lima, Peru.